Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting straight into the Western Cape Education Department's their strategy by looking at their annual performance plan for 2025-2026.
Right. And the goal is to cut through all the policy speak.
Exactly. We want to find the real story here. How do they plan to educate a rapidly growing population? And, you know, what are the biggest hurdles they're actually facing?
It's all about balancing that high-level blueprint with the brutal realities on the ground.
Okay, so let's start with that blueprint. The whole plan seems to hang on three core priorities. Number one is strengthening the foundations of learning,
which is really code for literacy and numeracy.
Getting the basics right from the very beginning.
It's a huge strategic focus, because if you don't get those early years right, the whole system starts to falter later on. These priorities then feed into six main outcomes in the plan.
And what are the key ones we should be looking at?
Well, outcome one is all about improving early childhood development coverage. Outcome two focuses on better learning results across all grades. But I'd say don't ignore outcome six, strengthening corporate governance. It sounds boring, but when you're managing a system this massive, you absolutely need it to run smoothly.
Right. So that's the plan. Now let's talk about the constraints, because the document is very clear about a sort of triple threat they're facing.
It is. You have rapid growth in learner numbers. You have the lingering learning losses from COVID, and then just relentless pressure on the budget.
And the schools aren't just dealing with academic issues, are they? They're on the front lines of some major social challenges.
Oh, absolutely. They're basically welfare hubs. You've got immense poverty. I think the figure is around 40% of kids aged 0 to 17 are living below the poverty line.
That's a staggering number.
It is. And then you add high unemployment, gangsterism, violence. The burden on the school system is just enormous.
And a lot of this pressure seems to be driven by one thing in particular, migration?
It's the main driver. The province's population grew by, over a quarter between 2011 and 2022?
Put a number on that for us in terms of learners.
Okay, so just between 2020 and 2024, over 90,000 new learners entered the system.
90,000. Wow. And the plan says 78% of those new enrollments came from the Eastern Cape alone.
Exactly. That completely changes how you have to plan for everything.
So that must put an incredible strain on infrastructure. I mean, where do all these children go to school?
Well, that's the problem. The influx is hitting the cities and the secondary schools the hardest. The department estimates they need a minimum of 1,440 new classrooms.
A minimum.
Just to cope with the growth. And the direct result of not having them is, of course, overcrowding.
How bad is it?
In 2024, nearly 400,000 learners, that's almost a third of all students, were in classes defined as overcrowded.
And overcrowded means over 40 learners in a class, right?
Over 40, yes. So you can imagine the challenge for teachers.
So what's the response? I mean, how are they practically fighting this crisis?
Well, on one hand, there's massive social support. Over 741,000 learners are on the no-fee policy, which helps with the poverty challenge.
That's more than half of all public school learners.
It is. And then on the other hand, they're pushing for innovative ways to build capacity. There was a court ruling that upheld their right to create collaboration schools and donor-funded schools.
Ah, so creating new ways to get infrastructure built outside of the traditional state budget.
Precisely. It opens up pathways for partnerships and new investment.
Which brings us to the core issue, the money.
It's the ultimate bottleneck, isn't it?
Yeah.
The overall budget just isn't growing fast enough to keep up with enrollment. It means every single rand has to be used as effectively as possible.
So here's the final thought I want to leave you with. The World Bank has noted that the WCED has some of the best education data in all of South Africa.
They do. It's incredibly detailed.
So the question isn't about collecting more data. The real question is how you use that data to get everyone, teachers, parents, partners, all pulling in the same direction toward one simple, ambitious goal. Imagine if the goal was just every child can read by the end of second grade.
A single unifying mission.
Exactly. That kind of sharp, data-backed focus might just be where the real breakthrough lies.